Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Mem Hei of Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learn about include the Mishnah's halacha of Sher Shu Yoytz Lisakel Ve'Gdish Balav Einoy Mokdash. If an ox killed a person and Nigmar Dinoy, Bezin already sentenced it to death, and the owner then made the Hekdash does not take effect. However, Vim Achle Nigmar Dinoy Hekdish Balav Mokdash. If before Bezin sentenced the ox, the owner made the Hekdash does take effect. If the owner gave his ox to one of the Dalet Shomrim, four groups of people who accepted it for safekeeping, and the ox gored while in the Shomer's custody, the Shomer takes over the owner's obligation to guard the animal, and he's liable for the damages. Therefore, mu'ud mishalm nezek shalom. If the ox became a mu'ud, the Shomer must pay for the complete hezek. V'tam mishalm chatzi nezek. And if the ox was only a tam, the Shomer pays for only half the hezek. The machlekes regarding hechzirus shomer lebeis ba'olav ain't a mukhsar. If after Bezin sentenced the ox, the safekeeper returns the ox to the owner, the Tanakhama holds the shomer is liable to compensate the owner. And Rabbi Yaakov disagrees and says, Af mishenig medinai, hechzirus shomer lebeis mukhsar. Even if after Bezin sentenced the ox, the shomer returned it to its owner, he's not liable to compensate the owner. The two explanations to the machlekes, they disagree in whether a person can return an item that became forbidden in all benefits and is not worthless. They disagree in whether Bezin sentences an ox even while it is not present and therefore has zikadim and melehu. If the shomer brought the ox to Bezin, he did not actually cause the ox to become aser because even shalei b'fanav, it would have become aser. The four opinions regarding shmira pechusa, minimal protection, or shmira ma'ula, superior protection.